I'm Helen Cheresky. I'm a bubble physicist from the University of Southampton.
And we're currently sat in the ever so slightly noisy lobby of the Malmaison in Newcastle. And you talked today.
I did. I'm very enthusiastic about the planet and how we see the planet. And I think that there are ways that the Earth scientists, there are really cool ways of looking at how our planet functions that the Earth scientists haven't really shared with everyone else. And I wanted to share that view of our amazing dynamic planet.
Some people say to understand the macrocosm, you've got to look at the microcosm. And I never realised the importance of the bubble.
Bubbles are lovely. They get into everything as well as the bath. And the fascinating thing about bubbles is that they're a really cool example of how of something that's very, very small. But because there are billions and billions of them on the Earth, by the time you add them all up, they can matter for a planet. So one bubble is representative of all the billions that matter for a planet. And so part of my job involves scaling up. I think that the number of bubbles on the planet is about one followed by 17 zeros, which is a lot of bubbles. But all together, they can matter for a planet. And that's a fabulous idea.
So how do bubbles' actions affect us?
The bubbles I study are ones in the ocean. They're generated by breaking waves. So we think of breaking waves at the seaside, but most of them are actually out at sea in storms. A wave breaks and it generates an enormous plume of bubbles underneath the surface where we can't see. And those bubbles help things exchange between the atmosphere and the ocean. So they suck gas down into the ocean and they spit tiny particles upwards. And those tiny particles that are spat upwards help clouds form, for example. So these exchanges between the massive atmosphere and the massive ocean that bubbles assist are really important for our climate and our weather.
Like vehicles for gas, in a way. The interactions occurring through this vehicle.
They are. Bubbles are like little elevators. They not only carry gas downwards, so they carry, for example, carbon dioxide. A third of all the carbon dioxide, the extra that we put up into the atmosphere, ends up down in the ocean, and bubbles are one of the ways it gets there. But they also will take chemicals from the ocean. They travel, you know, the bubble is formed, it travels down a little way. Gases from the ocean formed by tiny plants and animals go into the bubbles, and then when the bubble rises back up to the surface, it pops those gases right out into the atmosphere. So they're exactly like a delivery system for cargo between the atmosphere and the ocean.
I believe it's taken quite a few years of some intensive study, but you've been doing research with champagne.
I've been trying very hard to do research with champagne. It's a part of my research I take extremely seriously. But the best thing about champagne, as far as I'm concerned, is that you can demonstrate all of the most important things that bubbles do in the ocean with a glass of champagne. And that's one of those lovely things where physics is not just an isolated phenomenon that happens in one place. The same physical principles happen in lots and lots of different places. So we can see the fact that the way bubbles form in champagne and the things they're doing in champagne are very similar to the way they form in the ocean. And I love those things. That makes everything into a toy in life. That's brilliant.
Are there any bubble experiments? Any experiments we can do with bubbles in the home?
Ooh, lots. And there's two. There's the one with the fizzy drinks and champagne, which is if you lift a glass of fizzy drink up to your nose, you'll feel it spitting tiny particles upwards up into your nose. And that's like the particles the ocean spits upwards. And so you can feel that bubbles are not just sitting there, they're spitting stuff. My other favourite experiment, or my best party trick bubble experiment, is that if you have a bottle of lemonade, helps if you take the label off it, but if you drop raisins into it, they'll start to dance, because what happens is that the raisins are heavier than water, they sink down to the bottom of the bottle, but raisins are full of crevices, and bubbles love to grow in crevices. So in the crevices of the raisins, bubbles will grow, and that will make the raisin buoyant, and it'll float up to the surface, it'll get rid of its bubbles, it'll turn over, it'll float all the way back down, and these raisins will form a sort of bubble ballet. And if you have a normal sort of 2-litre bottle of lemonade, this will keep going for about half an hour. Brilliant as a party trick when the conversation's died down.
It's like an edible lava lamp.
Yeah, and why not? The world is full of physics toys. Let's play with them.
Thank you very much. Does your research exist anywhere online?
Yes, I have a web page as part of Southampton University's engineering department, and there's also some stuff about my research on my personal web page.
Thank you very much for talking today and sharing so much fun and science. And look forward to checking out stuff online. Thank you.
Thank you very much.